This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about Black health. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Vitiligo is a condition where patches of skin lose pigmentation. It's unclear what causes it, but it affects millions of people globally. It strikes people of all skin tones, but many agree that the condition has a far greater impact on people with darker skin. Treatment has often not been covered by insurance companies because they consider this illness to be only cosmetic in nature. Advocates are trying to change that, and they are pushing to get more people to understand the true effects of vitiligo. Marcus Biddle has more.
For Rita Scarborough, vitiligo started when she was a little girl, with a few small white spots on her dark bronze skin.
I was 9 years old, and I started seeing these, white spots on my feet. And my mom checked it out, and she was like, okay, this is really strange. She didn't know what it was. She had never seen it before.
Rita's mom was African American and her dad was Mexican. Growing up, Rita was proud of her complexion and the way her skin tone reflected her family heritage. She went to a doctor to get her white spots checked out.
When we first went to the doctor, we just went to a regular medical doctor. And he was like, I'm not sure what this is.
She was referred to a dermatologist, but even he seemed unsure what to do.
He was honest, too. He said, we haven't had many cases like this, so this is new territory for us.
He did have one suggestion, a topical cream.
But it's not going to do anything to take it away. Like, there's no cure. That part they were clear on. There's no cure for this.
Rita's family didn't have enough insurance coverage for the limited treatments that were available at the time. This was in the 1970s. As hard as it was, the only option was learning to live with it. By the time Rita was a teenager, those ivory white patches started to show up around her mouth and her eyes. She says it made her mother feel helpless.
It was hard for my mom because people would always stare. She would get angry, because people were staring all the time.
And it was hard for Rita, too. She was always teased and bullied. She became known amongst her friends as the girl who wasn't really black anymore.
Everybody knew who I was. Like, everybody. They're like, oh, the girl who's black and white, she lives right there. Whenever I stepped into any space or place, instantly people could see, that, oh, you're different. Or it was like, oh, is it contagious? Nobody wanted to touch you. Nobody wanted to play with you, because they were like, oh, I might get it. Or they just make fun of you just because they didn't understand it. It was very, very hard for me as a young person because I found myself very isolated. I kind of isolated myself as a protection.
Vitiligo affects people of all skin colors, regardless of race and ethnicity. But it's less noticeable in people with lighter skin.
Well, I have vitiligo. It involves half my face. I have a white eyebrow. It has zero impact on my life.
That's Lionel Berkovich. He's the director of pediatric dermatology at Hasbro Children's Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island.
Someone who has dark skin, who has very white, and these are depigmented, they're ivory white, they're not just lighter skin, patches on dark skin, they're very conspicuous, they have real life effects.
Lionel says that vitiligo affects people's sense of image and self-worth. And for people of color, particularly African Americans, skin color is closely tied to identity and pride. Although there is no cure for vitiligo, there are some treatment options, like phototherapy, where affected areas are exposed to UVB light, or topical creams that can help repigment skin. The price tag for these skin creams can vary. A single small tube, though, can cost between $300 and $2,500. Getting insurance companies to cover these treatments is difficult. Lionel says that some plans might not cover this treatment at all. Others take on only a fraction of the cost. This means people have to pay out of pocket or not get treatment at all.
None of the insurance plans in Rhode Island covered treatment of vitiligo. They wouldn't cover phototherapy. They didn't cover topical therapy. Every time we would request prior authorization for treatment, we couldn't get it.
What was shocking to Lionel was that many insurance plans considered treatment to only be cosmetic and not medically necessary. Another reason for denial was that the creams were not FDA approved. But now that's changed. A new treatment option for vitiligo is available. Opzelura, from Delaware-based pharmaceutical company Incyte. It's the first vitiligo cream to gain FDA approval. It's an important step moving forward, but Lionel says that insurance companies might not budge so easily.
Even though it's FDA approved for vitiligo, it's unlikely that patients are going to easily get coverage for it.
Given that vitiligo is far more noticeable in people with darker skin, and given how much the condition can affect their well-being, this is an important health equity issue, says dermatologist Amit Pandya.
When you go to a grocery store and you see an African-American person with vitiligo, you can tell from across the store that that person has vitiligo. But if you're Caucasian, you can walk right past people in the grocery store and people won't know you have vitiligo. And that my patients who are Caucasian have told me, they say, "Doctor, this is a distinct advantage I have."
Amit is president of the Global Vitiligo Foundation and practices dermatology in Sunnyvale, California. He describes a first-time vitiligo diagnosis as a grieving process.
They undergo so many emotions, fear, feeling of loneliness, of being the only person in the world with this, anger, shock.
He says that the new FDA-approved treatment is a great start, but it will take extra advocacy to make it available to more patients. As for Rita Scarborough, she's now married with two children, living in New Jersey, and has made a decision to not receive treatment for her vitiligo.
I think the part like the topical and all the things, the medicines and all that, that's all fine and well, but then you have to think about what are the side effects, you know, and then how much is that going to cost me? Do I have to do this for the rest of my life?
Rita still notices people staring, and people still ask her annoying questions. But now she has a different reaction.
It's funny because people will ask me, "Are you white or black?" Remember when Michael Jackson came out with that song, "Are you black or white?" That was like my anthem for a minute. And I would say, "Yeah, sing that." So I would sing it and then I'd be like, "Guess." I want you to guess.
It's become her favorite song, a tune that's helped her realize that what people think she is doesn't matter. What matters is that Rita knows what she is. She knows how she was brought up. She's more determined to be the best advocate for herself than she ever was. No matter what vitiligo does to change her skin, she's not letting it define her.
I'm a black woman, and I'm proud to be a black woman. I'm a black woman with vitiligo.
For The Pulse, I'm Marcus Biddle.